Yeah. How much more cool. Reverb-y and more crackly can it get? That was a rare one to start the show with. This sound. Where was this recorded? In a concrete basement from far away. I love this thing. I had this on a Buffalo Bob CD compilation that I couldn't find anymore. I think I had it in my car somewhere in the back of my car that is now long destroyed. And it was one of those CDs, and I just remember there was this one song, and I had no idea who it is, what it was, and what it is. And then I found this record, and I thought, oh man, this is it, this is it. Cool Cool Baby by Bobby Smith and Sonny Freeze on the Guitar label out of Cicero, Illinois, which is basically Cicero. Chicago. Yes, and this is great. This is probably not everybody's taste. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I don't know what it actually sounded like when it was recorded. This seems to be like an authentic reverb. I think the band was playing like 20 meters away from the microphones or something. It's fantastic. Written by...
It's cool.
Written by The Duke and Null. I looked this up because it sounded read so weird. The Duke and Null, which was... Jeffrey Null and Denver Duke, who were operating the label, basically. And the other side is Cotton Pick and Heartache, which is also good, but I think Cuckoo Baby is...
Are you going to play it on the next show? Or
I might do that. But what I'm certainly going
to
do
is... You have too many good things to play this show, you were saying. Nah, so you're going to play the other side, are you?
I'm not going to. I'm going to play another Chicago record, though, right after that. It's also quite as unusual.
Well... Yes.
Welcome to Galiga Show G.
Show number 50.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of an anniversary we're celebrating.
5-0. And since, you know.
What? Do we celebrate a 50?
We used to be cool, but now we got wrinkles. Because we're getting old.
Nice way to introduce this next record.
Yeah, I thought because my birthday is this week.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to getting older. And I got new glasses again. These ones are... For everything. So now I can read the labels, and if I mess up, then it's really bad.
I don't know if you noticed that in the last show, Skaba was always like, this was, wait a second, Johnny.
And I should know the names like by heart, but I'm just not one of those people with a great memory like Bearable here who knows everything, obviously. But this one is Rodney and the Blazers, Wrinkles. And this one's to celebrate the 50th anniversary of our show, and also my 46th birthday. And this weekend, we're also having 13th anniversary of my restaurant, Bearable's.
It's your restaurant.
It wouldn't exist without you the last, you know, years. So, yeah. Atocalypse 13th year. So, yeah, we're going to have a big party and four bands and 8 DJs.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, in case, if anybody's interested, we're running this... vegan Tex-Mex place in Germany, probably.
Leipzig, Germany.
And after 13 years, we realized, man, time has passed and it's a reason
crazy
to celebrate.
Crazy. Yeah, so now...
And we're not gonna... We could have made a great rock and roll show with all sorts of acts, but no, we just stayed in our little punk rock bubble and it's gonna be a...
Yeah, just the neighborhood bands, some of our good friends. First show, their second show, they just played their first show, but this week. But anyway, it's going to be fun. And
we're keeping in the neighborhood.
And yeah, we're going to play some records. So.
But now, until then, we're getting wrinkles.
Wrinkles. What's, from all the stress from doing this
party. Yes, after 13 years of this business, you get wrinkles. What is this label? Campus with
a K. The Campus label. So let's check it out. Mm-hmm.
You used to be good looking, you used to wear fine clothes, but lately something's been a-happening. Well, your wrinkles are starting to show.
Wrinkles!
Oh, not a quiet life.
Wrinkles!
Yeah, too much nightlife.
Wrinkles!
want to show. You used to draw attention everywhere you go. Now you look like you're drawing a pension, 'cause your wrinkles are starting to show.
Wrinkles!
Oh, not a quiet life.
Wrinkles!
Yeah, too much nightlife.
Wrinkles!
Oh, not a right life. Your wrinkles are starting to show. Take you places, you'd always steal the show. I won't take you any place now, 'cause your wrinkles are starting to show.
Wrinkles!
Oh, not a quiet life.
Wrinkles!
Yeah, too much nightlife.
Wrinkles!
Oh, not a right life. Your wrinkles are starting to show. Yeah, you got wrinkles, baby.
Tough.
When I first heard this, I was really thinking, what the hell is that?
So good.
You know that I'm anything but a Calypso expert. I do not know anything about all those acts. I did play the occasional Calypso record that I really liked, but it's really hard for me to get into all this stuff to find the true hidden gems. And this was certainly one of them. Tough Did Times by The Emperor on Argo. The Emperor, he went under the name of Sono Zago, but that wasn't his real name either. His real name was Alan Williams. Out of Chicago, he was later busy mostly as a songwriter and producer. He had a soul or two soul labels in the late 60s in Chicago. And this was 56 or 57. I was looking for a 45 copy of this.
Well, we did find one, and you missed the auction.
Yes, I missed it. It was terrible. I was busy at work. There was a 45 available on eBay.
I think it's better. You got the 78.
I ended up getting the 78, and I mean, it sounded beautiful. Yeah. And also, I paid much less than the 45
went for.
So I'm very happy with this 78. Although it's not very DJable, both musically and the 78 format. I love this thing. This is fantastic. Great. The Emperor. Although it says, the label says, things getting tough. Although I think he sings, things getting rough. Beautiful. Yeah, these were my two Chicago records for today.
Things are always getting, especially after 50, things are getting rough.
We are not 50 yet.
The show is. Yes. But yeah, things are tough and rough all over the world. Let's not get into that again. Yep. We always do, and it's just kind of, yeah, anyway. So I'm going to voodoo. I'm going to play two records. I'm not, okay. In a row? Should I do two in a row?
Go ahead.
Okay, right, I'm taking over. two voodoo drum records. Two different songs, but the same title.
Oh, yes. But people might expect now what's coming next, but it's not yet.
So. But the first one I'm going to play is on the Waterfall Records label, and it's Voodoo Drums by Bobby Wallen with the Monitors. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And this one I got from Mark Lee Allen, actually. Mm-hmm. And he's always introducing me to, well, I think the world, to new records that we haven't discovered yet.
That's how we got where we are.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and the record that comes after this, I guess most of you will already expect what it is. And yes, it's that. But yeah.
All right.
Shall you play it?
Let's play it.
Of the jungle night into the devils of hell. Voodoo drums, the moonlight gleams on their wild dancing forms, a terrible sight to behold. They begin to make ready for the sacrifice, offer up some poor girl's soul. As the chief came through, holding the sacrifice knife, a girl cried out who was under the spell, offering to give up her life. She rolled her eyes in fright. Oh, well, a knife came down and the devil broke loose in the depths of the jungle night. Voodoo drums, voodoo drums, that's the tale of the spell of the voodoo drums.
Calling in the night, must stay as long as the sugarcane grows. Though the hurricane may come to my island and wind may blow away my home, the voodoo spirits of the island will never, never let me roam. On the island, they'll bury me among the sugar cane. And though I'll be gone from my island, my soul will always remain. Voodoo drum beating in my heart, telling me I'll never leave my island. I must stay as long as the sugar cane grows.
Got pretty crackly towards the end. Man, that record definitely lives from its drums.
I don't know, it didn't sound very clean at the end. I guess I didn't clean it
very
well.
It's been played a lot. It sounds like it's been played to death. Fantastic.
Yeah, and that one's, I think everyone knows that one.
Yeah, for sure.
That's Akeem, Voodoo Drums.
His real name was Aki Ailong, and he was actually an actor. Or he still is.
I think
he plays in whatever, a whole bunch of movies. I can't tell you even one of them, but yeah.
The Pan World label.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
He did this twice.
Wasn't it I had on the other reprise? One. Yeah, and it's completely different.
It's
really
a very
slow
ballady voodoo drums.
Yeah.
But this is the first one. This is, I think, 59 or 60. And I think the reprise release in 62 was more of a ballad.
Yeah.
But did you hear those drums? Man, that drummer was absolutely fantastic.
It's
that
awesome.
Was really good.
So yeah, there's a bit of a calypso jungle.
Yes, and
theme,
even
whatever,
I even
so,
forgot
no.
that your Bobby Wallin voodoo record, that was a calypso as well. So it goes together nicely. And I
now
even
you
found
get
another
a double spin.
I do get a double spin now because I want to play you two originally unissued things. One of them I was very surprised, which I'm gonna play you afterwards, that this never came out. It's a Sun recording that I assumed was a 45, which it wasn't, came out later. But first, here is, I mean, we all know and love Bob Lumen. He had all his countless records, and he was even in the movies and everything. I like most of his stuff, but there was never one song that I thought, oh my God, this is so fantastic. The one recording that Bob Lumen did that I just adore never came out. It's the Amarillo Blues. And recording, what does it say here? Recorded February 25th, 1957 in Sellers Studio in Dallas, Texas. Never came out, a beautiful ballad with a fantastic bass bridge. Always, you know, the verse always starts with this doo-dum, doo-dum bass. I mean, this is a perfect song.
It's really good.
Out.
Oh yeah, this is the one actually that Mark's. I got this one
yeah.
with the same package.
Another
That's right.
thing, yes,
yeah.
and that came together.
It's so good.
Yes,
I'm so glad people are actually putting the things out that had not been released yet. So usually we only play 45s at you know the originals, but this
yes,
is
but
an original in its own
it
way.
Is in, yeah, and it came out in Spain actually on Sleazy Records, and I'm happy it did. I think it was also it appeared on some Bear Family. Bob Lumen best of kind of stuff like this, but I'm very happy to have this on a 45. Why are you coughing?
Sorry, I'm still
You're
getting
old.
I'm still getting over a cold from last week.
Oh yeah, it's true.
If I sniffle and cough, I'm sorry.
It's all good. So yeah, here's a brand new 45 that I can only recommend for you to buy.
Yes,
the Amarillo Blues
label.
Yes, that's James Burton on guitar, of course. And yeah, here it is. Thank you.
I got the blues for Amarillo, crying in my pillow, yearning for the one I've left behind. I got the blues for Amarillo, life seems so vanilla without the one who's waiting there for me. I've been a-traveling round the 48, living high and dancing late in the town, it's true. But when I try to go to sleep at night, something in my heart ain't right. The color of my pain is turned blue. I'm going back to Amarillo. Underneath that willow, I'll carve a heart and ask her to be mine. And when I get to Amarillo, no tears will down my pillow, 'cause I'll have the sweetest gal a man could find. I've been a-traveling round the 48, living high and dancing late in the town, it's true. But when I try to go to sleep at night, something in my heart ain't right. The color of my pain is turned blue. I'm going back to Amarillo. Underneath that willow, I'll carve a heart and ask her to be mine. And when I get to Amarillo, no tears will down my pillow, 'cause I'll have the sweetest gal a man could find. Because I'll have the sweetest gal a man could find.
So yeah, for me, this was always a Sun classic. Loved this one. And when I started looking for 45, I found out it never came out.
Again.
Well, it did come out eventually. For some reason, I don't know what deal this was. It came out in France in the 70s. as a legal, totally legit, licensed pressing, somebody made a deal with Shelby Singleton and got a whole bunch of stuff from the archives on Sun and said, well, why did this not come out? We're going to put it out. So yeah, this is an original French 70s 45 with Sun material from the 50s. There were others. I don't actually remember what it was, but this is definitely a classic.
It's just really weird to think about the people sitting there and like thinking, no, this isn't going to sell. This one's goes in the archives, you know.
It might also be whatever personal issues or something financial. Just, and you know, whatever, Sam Phillips could always hardly pay his pressing plans.
True.
So maybe that was one of the issues. But yeah, Vernon Taylor, You're Loving Man. Fantastic.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to play one of my records that I've really wanted for a long time, and I've been looking for it, and then it's always overpriced, I think. But I found one, and I got so excited. The guy sent it to me for a decent price, I would say, and it was the wrong copy. It was actually, there's two of these records by Ronnie Fuller. This one I want is with quotation marks, Do the Dive, and he has another record with like a picture sleeve, whatever, The Dive, and they're completely different songs, and this one's the better version. Finally, I sent it back to the guy. I'm like, you put it in the wrong category. This is not the right record. Anyway, finally, 2 years later, I think, it's been taking me a while to get it. I got it. I got one.
Which
and I talked the guy down a while. I'm like, this is too expensive. What are you doing?
It's essentially the same that happened with Akim and Voodoo Drums.
That's true.
I want Akim Voodoo Drums. Cool.
And the wrong version.
Oh, no. So yeah, it's weird when people come up with a song and they think, I wrote a hit. The whole world's going to love it. And nobody wanted it. And 4 years later, they record it again and make it completely different. And everybody wants it. And still it didn't happen. So I don't even know which one is first.
So if you ever look for this record, it's on the Jolie label, J-O-L-I.
Mm-hmm.
This one's Do the Dive.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is that you probably don't want is The Dive.
And you should scuba see in the
Doing the Dive.
Woo! I guess you can picture her doing that. I'm holding my nose. And
it sounds like I'm holding my nose all the time anyway because it's stuffy.
It's true.
All right.
Okay,
Ronnie Fuller, finally.
It's definitely a popcorn classic. And,
and then you're playing the next one.
Another
I'm jealous
popcorn
of.
Classic. Well, okay. This is both of these records. I guess I would call them club hits or something. They're fantastic. Here
all
it
right.
is.
just wanna say, oh, I'd rather be gay than a feeling this way each and every day. Oh, how I'd long for a love that's true, but I'd rather be lonely than I'd crying over you. I'm gonna leave at the break of dawn. Don't you look for me, cause I'll be gone. E-o. Oh, how I've longed for a love that's true, but I'd rather be lonely. Gonna leave at the break of dawn. Don't you look for me, cause I'll be gone. You know you done me wrong. Oh, you treated me so bad.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
One of my greatest moments on this particular 45 is when I hear this, it's great, it's beautiful, great melody, great arrangement, perfect sound, and I'm always happy. The guitarist is standing somewhere in the corner having a beautiful tremolo guitar, and just at the very end, and very short, very little work for a guitarist, but so beautiful. That is Bobby Allen, Gonna Leave This Town, on the ARD label. Yeah, two fantastic classics.
That's what a lot of gothics are doing today. They're going to leave this town.
Oh, yes. another interesting trivia about this town of Leipzig is we're having this wave gothic meeting every year, which is really big. Gothic, absolutely not my scene.
I think
really.
It's actually the 30th.
Another anniversary. Yeah, it's the 30 years. And yeah. It's like whatever, hundred thousands of gothics from all over the world, and they are everywhere. There's like venues, gigs, and shows, and everything. I mean, yeah, it's
interesting. Like 200 bands are playing or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, it's it's just a huge gothic gathering. So yeah whatever. And they're gonna leave this town because the festival is over now. And that was Bobby Allen. And just as Gaba put back, this is fantastic.
I actually forgot about this because the record actually didn't come in a pitcher sleeve like the. The Dive has a pitcher sleeve,
mm-hmm.
and this one actually came in just a white blank sleeve.
With big red print
on there.
Big
red print that says, Do the Dive, Jolie Record 074, a revised version of The Dive, replaces Jolie Record 073, which
and now,
is Please Destroy Record 073. So and really I guess people didn't destroy the other record because there's still
crazy.
A bunch of them out there, but I guess they really didn't like that version.
So apparently what you just heard was the second recording and second pressing of Do the Dive, and they really put out a sleeve with a big print on there, Please Destroy Previous Version.
I wonder how many actually got destroyed. I think that's sad.
Wonder,
they shouldn't destroy
maybe,
things like that.
Maybe this is the history. Totally rare pressing. You're like, oh, only 10 copies survived, and you send it back. Oh, that's crap.
Yeah.
Give me the right one.
But
that's fantastic. I never had a sleeve in my hand that says, Please destroy the previous version.
So, yeah.
Funny.
I don't know what I'm supposed to play now. Yeah.
Well, you do know what you're supposed to play because it's on the deck.
I didn't know what I was going to play, but now I do. Anyway, this is on... What is it?
Yeah, class.
There's a class label. The Marquise Six Gun.
It's an interesting record.
Over the top. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, no, but it's the whole concept of the... it's an interesting arrangement. Also popcorny, and it's an interesting record. I do like it.
I was going to play 78, but you're the only one... I've got the wrong turntable here.
Do you
want
to play 78?
Maybe next show. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Six
now, Gun, the Marquise.
Six Gun, Six Gun, someone's gonna die. Six Gun, Six Gun, women gonna cry. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
danger, no one stayed around. He was gunning for the marshal who said he stole the mail. He had to get that marshal or he had to go to jail. Oh, six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
someone gonna die. Six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
women gonna cry. Down Betty, looking for a fight. He was looking for that marshal, looking high and low. He said he'd find that marshal, and then he'd kill him slow. Oh, six guns,
six guns,
six guns, someone's gonna die.
Six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
women gonna cry. Silver dollar. The noise. We heard the holler, the strangers coming, boys. The marshal wasn't yellow, he never ran and hid. He was just an average fellow, he had a wife and kid. Oh, six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
someone gonna die.
Six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
six guns, women gonna cry. Marshal warned him not to draw. The stranger scorned him. This is what we saw. The stranger drew like lightning, but much to our surprise, the marshal's gun was smoking, got him right between the eyes. Oh, six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
six guns,
make the woman cry. 'Cause when you draw a six gun, someone's gonna die.
Time rolls around, please don't take your love away. I want some hugging and some kissing, baby, you can tease me too. Only let me love you, darling, 'cause that's all I wanna do. Can't stop crying, lost my mind, can't go on, yes, my baby's gone.
So if somebody, oh, sorry, if somebody had given me like $10 to tell me who this is, I would have said, well, that sounds like Wynonna Harris trying to make a rock and roll record. Because I think, I mean, when it starts, it's like, that must be Wynonna Harris. Of course it's not. That is Ollie Shepherd, My Baby's Gone, on G. And G is a great word, if you know our radio show.
Golly, God, no,
oh, she got the joke. I'm gonna play it. I will play another record now because Skaba is about to set up the. We only have one record player that plays 78s, and she's gonna do that and change the stylus. And while she's about to do this, I am gonna play a record that Skaba actually wanted to have, but I ended up buying it. A beautiful.
So cruel.
I mean, this
it
is
happens
so beautiful.
A lot with between us, actually. It's kind of difficult sometimes
Take your time with setting this. This is a... Why do you cue this up right now?
I'm just listening to you.
Oh, okay. This, on the Poor Boy label from Indiana, this is what I would call a perfect bluegrassy country rockabilly with great harmonies. Les and Helen Tussey with the Golden Hill Boys, they went round. I think I heard this first on some... And you're not listening to me at all because you're queuing up the record. No need to hurry. I heard this on, I think it was also one of those French compilations from the 80s or something. And I thought, man, oh, this is so cute. Beautiful harmonies. What is this? What is this? And eventually there was a copy. I think it has like, I stopped counting. I think it's 4 or 5 guitar and banjo breaks, and they're really, really nice, really fast picking.
Yeah, and it's actually, you got it for a decent price, because I just recently, like I think a couple of weeks ago, whatever, it was again on auction on eBay. I'm like, I'm gonna get me a copy too. And I was like, oh no, it went for a lot more.
So. I don't know what I paid for it, but I wanted it.
Worth
so,
it, yeah. This one wasn't.
So, yeah, lots of picking and lots of playing and beautiful singing. Simple song, but just so beautiful.
Well, the other night, Papa come in late. Mama stayed up and laid him at the gate.
They went round and round and round, first she's up and then they're down.
Well, Mama stayed out till 10:30. Papa woke the door till she came in.
They went round.
$5 horse and a $50 saddle. If see a guy Now that's Randigo, and he hollers, yippee-ti-yi-yo, that's Newton, Papa Luton, Newton from Idaho. He rides all day, just rounding up the cattle on a $5 horse and a $50 saddle. If you see a guy that's ran to go and he hollers, yippee-ti-yi-yo, that's Newton, Newton from Idaho.
Yeah, and I kind of knew you would do that.
I had to. It's highfalutin, not highfalutin mama, but highfalutin Newton on the Columbia label.
I was hoping this would be a song about Isaac Newton, but it's not.
Daniel. Mm-hmm. No, it's from about Newton, who's highfalutin and a rancher, I guess.
In Idaho.
In Idaho. Not Iowa. Idaho.
Why do you say that? I don't know.
Yeah, so that's the 78 that I have one. It's pretty crackly. It's in bad condition, but it's beautiful. I like it.
For some reason, it actually looks beautiful, but it's...
He's not a big fan of it, but I...
It's all right.
I like it.
Okay, I'm going to play... man, your microphone is so much louder. I think now we switched places, so Skaba can play a 78.
Talk quieter.
And I kind of think like you won't hear Skaba again because I turned up her microphone twice as loud because everybody always says you don't hear Skaba. Now that I'm on her microphone, oh my God, am I loud? I am playing a genuine gospel record now. You might know this. Yes, it is the Staple Singers themselves. Gamblin' Man. I know Gamblin' Man from another gospel group. From a compilation which was really, really beautiful. I forgot their name, honestly. But here is the original by the Staple Singers. And it sounds just like all those beautiful recordings from the early Staple Singers with the pop Staples playing their tremolo guitar. And, oh man.
It's beautiful.
On the Riverside label, Gamblin' Man.
Oh, I wonder where
is a gambling man.
Oh, I
wonder where the poor boy gone so long.
Oh, I wonder where
is a gambling man.
Hey, I wonder where the poor man's gone. And I wonder where
is a gambling man.
And I
wonder where the poor boy gone so long.
Oh, I wonder where
is the gambling man.
I wonder where the poor man's gone. Gambler, gambler all night long till the break of day.
Oh yeah.
Got up from the table and it threw his cards away. And I wonder where
is the gambling man.
And I
wonder where the poor boy gone so long.
Oh, I wonder where
is the gambling man.
And I
wonder where the poor man's gone.
The gambler said to his friend, come and let's walk again.
Oh yeah.
Get him sick, I feel awful bad. Take me home as quick as you can. And I wonder where
is the gambling man.
And I wonder where the poor boy gone so long. And I wonder where
is the gambling man.
Where
wonder where the poor man's gone.
Mother, she came a running. She began to scream and cry.
Oh yeah.
Oh, have mercy on my child. I believe he's gonna die. And I wonder where
is the gambling man.
Well, I wonder where the poor boy gone so long. Oh, I wonder where
is the gambling man.
ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. Did you ever stop and think what that meant? When a body's here, then a body's gone. Have you ever wondered where it went? When a body grows cold and it's laid in the ground, and the smell of death is still strong, did you ever sit back and give it some thought and wonder where it's gone? There's a long black cloud hanging over your head. It nearly covers the sky. You'd better prepare to be on your way, my friend. You're going to die. Weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, you won't be able to hear. But don't you feel lonesome? You're not by yourself. Your friends will be joining you there. We're gonna take good care of you, man. I know you're gonna look swell, and you won't be needing that satin-filled coffin when they open the gates of hell. Ah, we're gonna take good care of you, man. I bet you're gonna look swell, and I'm gonna sit back and I'll laugh at you. When they swing open the gates of hell.
Now, is that a dark record?
It's very dark. But actually, it reminded me of the conversation I had with my mom not too long ago.
Like, well,
because,
what?
because she is dying, and we've been making lots of jokes, you know, about death and everything. And once she came up with one that I just could not stop laughing at. She's like, well, all my friends are already gone. And I'm like, you still have some friends. She's like, she's like, it's okay. Like, it means when I die, I get to see him again, you know? And I'm like, she's like, oh, wow. It must be a great place on the other side because they're all dying to get there.
Okay.
So that's what he said. You know, all your friends will meet you there and everything.
But
so
it's in hell.
Well, who knows where my mom's going to end up? Who knows what the afterlife holds? But anyway, this is a horrible name. Sorel's Pickard. The Gates of Hell.
Is that French?
And
Sorel
I
Picard?
Even think the I guess the label, yeah, it's stop.
The label is stop, and it's got a stop sign. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think this is late 60s, early 70s even.
Does
I'm not
say
sure.
Anything?
Does it got say anything?
Also, the typo font is on the bottom here. Distributed by Stop Recording Incorporated.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I like it.
Yes. And that kind of went together, sound-wise at least, with the Staple Singers.
Yeah, I was going to play another 78, but then I was like, oh, this would go much better. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay, that was a little mood changer here. Now I'm going to have something completely different. This is also an unusual type of, hard to describe, an almost Elvis-y, poppy kind of a teen mover, but with a completely different sound. It's very odd, and I like it a lot. This guy's name is Troy Ontiare. I guess I pronounced it wrong. I don't know. Love Secret Charms on a label which I suppose is called Maxwell 56. It's all silver on red, but only the word Maxwell is black, so it might just be the Maxwell label. There's a big 56 underneath. I don't know what that means, and I don't know how to pronounce Troy Ontiare, but Love Secret Charms Boy, that's this beautiful record. I have no way of describing this, but you might like it. Here it is.
When you get yourself a new girl, and she thrills your soul, and you know you're gonna love her and never let her go. Girl, that's love's secret charms, boy. It's just the working on you. When your head starts spinning and you hear crazy sounds, I know that you think you're gonna fall for every girl in town. Well, you better watch yourself, boy. They can play tricks with you. They can leave you feeling happy or make you feel so blue. Girl, that's love's secret charms, boy. Just the working on you. Every girl in town, well, you better watch yourself, boy. They can play tricks with you. They can make you feel happy or leave you feel so blue. Well, that's love's secret charms, boy. Yeah, that's the working on you.
Found out she loves me. Mary Sue.
Go away on a honeymoon.
On a honeymoon.
I just found out she loves me.
Mixed feelings about this one. It even ended up with a yodeling. It started kind of cute, but then it got a little, a bit.
It's a little poppy, but I kind of like it. It's, I don't know, it's at that, you know, minor key. But yeah, it's very teener.
It's
very
a country teener, a cute little country teener.
Art Jones, She Loves Me on the Raven label. I think the label just got me too. It's kind of
the label
is kind of
good.
Label,
it's a big raven, and it's like a hand drawn. It looks like a kid has drawn a raven and somebody. Cool. Does it look like this? It kind of looked like it's been a sketch and somebody has put a marker to fill out the lines. The raven goes, rah, rah.
Oh, yeah, because the other side, the line is misplaced here.
Yeah, it's misplaced. That's very odd.
Interesting. Hmm. Yeah, so that was a nice little teener set.
A nice little teener set. The one before I would also describe as a teener. And speaking of teen, here is my, whatever, can call it a holy grail of the day.
This is a very underground record.
This is a very...
So, talk about underground music.
So, I don't know if the story I'm telling you now is actually true, but I heard that somewhere and I read it in some description, so there must be something true about it. On the Teen's Choice label out of Birmingham, Alabama, there were two brothers, Tim Bowman and Leon Bowman. Both of them made a 45. You might know Leon Bowman. He had an EP on the Reed label that was one of the first Reed releases. And then there was his cousin. Did I just say brothers? I think I meant to say cousins.
Yeah.
I meant to say cousins. He had a cousin called Tim Bowman. He recorded 45 on the Teen's Choice label as Tiny Tim and the Tornadoes, which is an absolutely wonderful, great guitar monster. At that session, there was even another recording, which I used to also have on some crappy 90s CD compilation. I thought, whoa, man, this is such a badass guitar. What is this? And as I kept looking for this thing, I found out the following thing. This 45, Got to Find Someone by Tiny Tim and the Tornadoes on Teen's Choice, and his cousin's Reed 45 EP, there must have, I don't actually know the reason for it, but I think they were hiding these records as valuable goods from the tax man. And so they buried the records in some Birmingham backyard in the ground, just in a box in the ground. And I don't know why they were really hiding it, but they were buried underground. And at some point in the 60s or 70s, somebody got there and found out, and there must be some recordings here. I don't know who it was, but I do believe it was a certain Dutchman who you might know. So in case you know who I'm talking about, he might be the one who...
I dropped, I clocked something.
I believe he was the one to find out, hello, I'm from Holland, and I think there's records buried in your backyard. And so he dug them up, and there were a bunch of copies of this and the other 45 with completely destroyed labels. And I always thought, man, that's a fantastic story, and the records are fantastic.
Well, I think the first story I remember hearing, I think maybe it was even Mark was telling it, about that he died and was buried with them.
No, that's not actually what happened.
That's what I remember hearing.
No,
and then he dug up the grave of the guy to get the records out of the coffin is what I understood.
No, I think that is very much an urban legend.
I like that one much better.
We could spin that story till whatever involves aliens and earthquakes.
You can't die with these records.
No. I believe what happened is that they actually did bury it on the ground.
And the tax man.
Yes.
Which he didn't even make money from these records anyway. Really.
I wonder actually what... So I don't even know if that part of the story is true. But anyway...
If anyone out there knows the real story or even, you know...
The main thing what happened to these both of those records is that there are only a few surviving copies and those have hardly readable labels. And then at some point, without me even expecting to ever see a copy of that, There was one for sale in Holland, and I had to have it. I just needed this one.
And it looks like it's been buried.
Yes, it definitely does. And I do have a repro of that, which included Gotta Find Someone and Teenage Lover, which is an equally fantastic but never released recording from that session. Both are fantastic, and somebody put these two on a 45. But originally came out only Gotta Find Someone and a Tina on the flip. And it's amazing. It's fantastic. I got to play you this. And Tiny Tim and the Tornadoes, Tiny Tim Bowman, Got to Find Someone on the Teen's Choice label. And then I tell
and
you something else.
That's the end of the show.
It's the end of the show.
And I'm going to end it with a song by the Crazy Chords. That's My Desire.
And when you played this first, I was like,
Don't do it.
I was cracking up when I heard this because... I guess it's supposed to be novelty, or is it?
You just decide.
It's an EP, right? I think it's an EP. And there was even another one of those four songs that was completely different and also just weird. Like, what is that?
Oh yeah, what was that?
I don't know. Let's play. Let's play. Yeah. That's My Desire. Was it?
I don't remember. Yeah. We'll play that one next time, maybe.
I would call this a novelty EP.
But I figure, you know, That's My Desire. Anyone wants to go digging on. Digging up records from, you know, buried for years, then they definitely had that desire.
Yes. And I had the desire to buy this thing. And I think I'm going to use this Hammered label as a label shot. This is actually the Gotta Find Someone side. Looks better than the other one. The other one is, I mean, you can barely read anything. I might even use that just to piss you off. All right. Here we go. This is Kali Gasha G, the 50th one. And... I guess we'll see you in a few weeks again.
Stay safe, stay healthy, stay...
What else?
Tuned.
Oh, man, that's like a professional radio announcement.
Stay tuned.
Okay, here we go.
Adios.
Thank you.
Sayonara.
And goodbye.
Well, I gotta find someone who needs me. I gotta find someone who cares. And I know that when I find her, I'm gonna love her through the years. She'll be my baby, 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 baby. She'll be my loving baby doll. She'll be my baby, 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 baby. She'll be my loving baby doll.
A berserk guitar. That's my desire.
To spend one night with you in our old rendezvous. And reminisce with you. That's my desire. to go where gypsies play. Down in some deep, dark, dim cafe. And stay and stay and stay and stay. That's my desire. We'll sip a little fifth of wine. Maybe it'll be Thunderbird or Old 99. I'll feel the touch of your lips burning on mine. To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go. Ah, my Shelly, I love you so. That's my desire. Whisper low, just when it's time to go. Mamma mia, I'm a lover you so. That